Greetings, you beautiful humans. This is Glenn Klein Online. Our special guest today is Mr. Jason Johnson, the managing partner of the Dunright Group. Please welcome online Jason Johnson. Jason!
Thank you so much, Glenn. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. You are a very, very handsome man. What do you attribute your physical attractiveness to?
The wonderful genetics of Fred and Sandy Johnson. How about that?
The genetics came together well from Fred and Sandy, which we appreciate very much. But you must take care of yourself. I mean, it's kind of the whole package. You got the suit thing happening and the tie. You're buttoned up very nicely, but you also must be very conscious of just taking care of yourself.
If the body is a temple, then, you know, it is only right to put good things in it. I would be lying if I didn't say I have some secret things which I enjoy eating when nobody's looking. Even some stuff I love eating when everyone's looking. So yeah, no, there's a fluctuation there. You know, you behave some of the time, so you can misbehave some other times.
No, I get that. But in, business and in your approach in life, the physical has got to say something about what is happening internally.
Yeah, I had a great mentor who told me once upon a time that people judge by the 10-10-10 rule. So from the first 10 feet away when they see you, the next 10 inches away, and then the first 10 words out of your mouth. So I've always been very conscious of all three of the 10-10-10.
Do that again.
10 feet.
10 feet.
So the image you portray from 10 feet when you walk in the room, assumingly.
Right.
Then the image you portray from 10 inches when they're able to begin to discern the detail. And then the first 10 words out of your mouth. So as you introduce yourself.
So would the 10-inch rule have something to do with things like body odor making sure that you don't have bad breath?
Sure. Body odor, bad breath, grooming, you know, and how well you covered your shave. I guess how well your shoes match your belt, all that fun stuff. So,
and you are obviously conscious of that, and how important is that in the image that you're portraying at the Dunright Group?
I think it speaks to a commitment, you know, a commitment to detail, a commitment to excellence. I would be lying if I said that I judge people based upon their appearance and their appearance only. You know, I have a very diverse group of people that I consider close to me. However, the reality is that, you know, one who takes care of themselves assumingly takes care of many other details in their life.
I think it's a great point, is that regardless of what a person is wearing, if they wear it well and it's part of them, that really speaks to the direction that they're headed.
Completely. I would agree completely. Yep.
Please explain to the beautiful humans out there what the Dunright Group is doing right.
The Dunright Group is doing a few things right, hopefully. One of the core areas of expertise for us is Dunright Documents, which is really our printing design component of the company. We have Dunright Marketing and Media, which obviously works directly with companies from a very customizable solution around their marketing, their branding campaign, their messaging, as well their media mix, where they're reaching out to touch to the customers, and we provide sales training. So once the customers begin to interact with the front line, how is it that your front line is singing your song? Is it mirroring all the other messaging efforts that have been in place? Then the Dunright Events, which is really our event marketing and event execution branch.
This is Glenn Klein Online. We're talking with Jason Johnson, the managing partner of the Dunright Group. You mentioned a mentor with the 3-10 rule. Is that what he called it?
10-10-10?
10-10-10. Who was he or she, and why were they such an important, other than that 10-10-10 concept, why were they important in your life?
He is Larry Sargent. Important in my life because, wow, for so many reasons. I mean, originally, as a professional mentor, I had the benefit during my first few years outside of high school to really have some strong exposure to the corporate world. And he played a really important role in making sure that not only was that nurtured, but I was given a platform to probably have some exposure to a network and some experiences that most people my age weren't getting exposed to. So he really was one of the first people to professionally trust in me and also provide me the tools to be continuously successful and evolve into a greater level of success. And over the years, he has really just kind of continued to teach me about, you know, the many blessings that life has to offer.
Like what?
Giving back. He was also, you know, I mean, in my family, and I've been, you know, really blessed to have parents who have always made sure that we understood it's important to give back. But I think as you begin to kind of step out of the home and step into your own, you can lose sight of some of those things that you may have felt were, you know, obligations versus something you were motivated to do on your own. And he really helped kind of tie that in. So that was a really important thing.
What is the most profound conversation you have ever had?
That's a great question.
I thought so. we have to be forthright and have full disclosure here with the beautiful humans. Jason asked me that question in our one-to-one, our pre-interview interview, and I said that was a great question, and I'm sure you've been asked that question or have contemplated having asked it yourself now. So now I'm returning the favor.
Mm. Most profound or most rewarding conversation. It was the conversation I had with my father when we were both fathers. And I think for a lot of different reasons, probably the most important of which was that my father's relationship with my grandfather, with his dad, really began to get strong and develop once he became a father, and they had some common ground. I think they were lacking some common ground. I know for a fact they were lacking common ground for a number of years. So once he became a father, they really began to have a more enriched relationship, and we connected on a new level when I came to him with my very first father/husband question. And so, yeah, that was definitely it.
What was the question?
It was a personal question.
Well, give us a little idea, a little flavor. You don't have to go into specifics,
sure.
But I mean,
you know, it was a question of vulnerability. It was the first time that I ever came to him and said, you know, I fear what lies ahead as a father and as a husband. I imagine you've dealt with the same challenges. How did you deal with them? So it was a moment where, and for me, I mean, you know, humbly saying that I'm a rather confident person, and I don't oftentimes look at myself in a place of lack of confidence. It was one of those moments where I was definitely lacking confidence. Yeah.
Actually, I would say this, that somebody that shows vulnerability is actually showing tremendous confidence.
Oh, well, thank you.
And you know, I've got to tell you folks that when Jason asked me that question earlier, I too had a memory of an experience with my father. And here you are saying the same thing, Jason. I wonder in our culture, in our society, because we know we have an absence of male role models and fathers in young people's lives in many aspects of our society, how the culture is being negatively affected by that.
Yeah, that's another radio interview in terms of the content there and how long we could go on. I mean, it's deep. It's very deep. You know, thank goodness that we have so many strong women who are able to really provide guidance for many children who are in the absence.
No doubt. No doubt.
But I mean, that's part of the reason why, you know, I really cherish the male role models I've had in my life, and also part of the reason why I reach out. You know, one of our company values is to give back a minimum of 10 hours a month. And so, you know, one of the things that I really enjoy doing is junior achievement, which goes into the school system, and, you know, you work with the kids. However, an area that I think I touches me in an even more specific place would be when I'm able to work with young boys who the teacher has identified are lacking male role models, and they can begin to see a solution, you know, an answer maybe that they haven't normally seen. Because I grew up in a neighborhood where if I would have only looked outside of my home and literally within the context of, you know, the immediate surrounding blocks, the male role models I saw were not doing that which would have led me to where I am today.
Where were you raised?
I was raised in a neighborhood called Childs Park in St. Petersburg, Florida. So I don't know how familiar you are with the area, but just north or just west of US 19, north of Gulfport in Pasadena, in kind of the central St. Pete area, south central St. Pete. Yeah.
I think it's so important that the young men and the boys in our society have good male role models, but it's also important for young women.
Yeah, completely.
I mean, it's just part of the balance. Now, I totally agree with you that thank God for steady and stay at home or just in people's lives, mothers. Mm-hmm. They play an incredibly vital role.
Or grandmothers. Yeah.
Grandmothers is just the female role model.
Yeah.
Whether it be for boys or girls. But we've got to encourage the men to step up and to be men.
I agree.
Talking with Jason Johnson, the managing partner of the Dunright Group. This is Glenn Klein Online. So in a nutshell, we're getting to know Jason a little bit as a person. What makes the Dunright Group special, and what are you providing for the Tampa Bay community and the other people that you are servicing?
I would say what makes us special is our commitment to excellence. You know, it's more than just a name, Dunright. It genuinely is our operating philosophy. You know, my dad always used to say, if you're going to do something, well, then do it right. You know, and if you're going to touch it once, not twice. So I think both of those have always stuck with me. And so, you know, first and foremost, it's a commitment to doing what is right by the customer, not by our own standards. You know, we have a huge commitment as well to providing our services for all kinds of companies, even those who may not perceive the ability to be able to afford what our services are. We've created actually a publication, the Five Marketing Secrets. And so it's a free book that people can go online and download that book and be able to have some very instant tools which they can leverage to have a positive impact on their business.
Well, we want to know what the five marketing... Well, we don't want to know all five because we want to drive people to that site.
Sure.
But
no.
What are two of the five marketing secrets?
How about one in the theme of this, and I'll give you another one in a second, but
right.
In the theme of this would be really understanding the myth of the golden rule. So, you know, the golden rule is do unto others as you have them do unto you.
Yes.
And genuinely, in the world of mutually beneficial relationships, the better premise would be what you may have heard of, the platinum rule. And that is, do unto others as they would have done to them.
Right.
So, again, the philosophy of done right and doing things right by a person's perception, it's really about delivering happiness on your set of standards because your perception is the reality.
Exactly.
You know? So I like that a lot.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Because that really takes the golden rule to a higher level, frankly.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Actually, it doesn't, because if you do unto others as you would have them do unto you, you would have them do unto you the way that you'd want it to be done. You follow me?
No.
well, think about it. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
You are essentially asking all relationships around you to be reciprocations or actually be mirror images of your own desires.
No, but if you want them to do unto you the way you would want it to be done, you'd want them to take into consideration the way you'd want it to be done.
I hear you. Yes,
right?
Yes.
So it really is a higher articulation. The platinum rule, as you have articulated it and do at the Dunright Group, is really just a higher articulation or a more profound understanding of the golden rule.
Ah, I like it. You're right. I hear it.
What's number two?
A second one that is a good one. How about hosting an educational or a networking event on your turf?
Like what?
Like, go to 5MarketingSecrets.com and read more to find out the details.
5MarketingSecrets.com.
Yes, the number 5, and then MarketingSecrets.com.
Nice. And speaking of marketing secrets and networking,
mm-hmm.
Jason Johnson is the president of the BNI chapter that you've heard me speak about before on this radio program, called Success Express. And how old are you, dude?
Ripe age of 30.
You are 30.
Yes.
You could not be president of the United States yet.
That is correct.
But I would vote for you.
Well, I thank you for that.
You are wise beyond your years. What do you count for that?
Real life and honesty. And listening. You got to pay attention. You have to be a witness of what goes on around you.
Bro, but you know that there are people of your generation and of your age that are out there that, I don't know, they're just, it's not happening for them. Do you feel like you matured at a faster rate?
I feel like I had a set of parents that never accepted me doing less than my full potential. And so if my full potential was to mature well, then, yeah, I mean, then I would attribute it to that instead. Yeah.
Now, obviously, some people have had parents that have reached out to their children like that, mm-hmm. and they rebelled. Mm-hmm. Why did you not? Or did you, and then you came back?
You know, I mean, I definitely went through, I guess, some loose level of rebellion, but I'm the son of a Marine Corps drill instructor. So rebellion wasn't really something that was allowed to exist in my house. you know, so no, and it was a loving environment, Glenn, a really, really loving environment. So it was one of nurturing, you know, what my parents asked of me, they did with open arms, not, you know, a closed fist.
That's awesome. Talk to the audience about the number one thing you want them to know about the Dunright Group.
We can help every company in some way. We can help every company get closer to their profitability goals.
Wait. When you say every company, you're talking about small business, mom and pop shop to Fortune 500 companies.
Every single one. We have had experience assisting every company that has come to us thus far. Our team of professionals have had experience with everything from small mom and pop shops to Fortune 50 companies, let alone Fortune 500.
Right.
And really creating success across the board. So in some way, we can help every single business get closer to their goals.
Well, you can get in touch with Jason Johnson, the managing partner of Dunright Group at thedunrightgroup.com, thedunrightgroup.com in Pinellas County. Here in Tampa Bay, 727-259-8689, 727-259-8689 in Hillsborough County, 813-653-2517, 813-653-2517. What a pleasure, Jay. Do they call you JJ?
I don't like
that. You don't like that?
Growing up, the only JJ I knew was JJ Walker, and he's not really who you want to be.
No, he's really not. He's really not. I'll just call you J squared, and
that works.
Yeah, and I cannot recommend, I mean, the Dunright Group is one thing, but I cannot recommend this gentleman to you enough, folks. Jason Johnson, thedunrightgroup.com. Thank you so much. We got to do it again. This was a lot of fun.
I genuinely enjoyed it. Thank you so much. You have a awesome, awesome team over here, by the way.
No doubt, and we appreciate a great coach being able to identify a great team. So thank you, my brother.
Thank you.
Also want to thank Sean O'Halloran for producing and engineering this radio program. Until next time, this would be Glenn Klein Online saying, Shalom, everybody!